Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm your host, Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to be talking about how to generate more leads from your website. So we've talked about a few tools in the past. So just to give you a quick summary of what you could be using, you can definitely be using a tool like HelloBar, which is Neil's tool to collect more emails. You can use another tool called SumoMe, which is good for, you know, having takeovers as well, or having specific pop-ups for specific pages that you have for your site. So this is good for email collection, and also you can drive them to specific pages as well. But Neil, what are your thoughts around generating more leads from your website in general?
The first thing you need to do is figure out why someone should become a lead, right? Just get into the psychology or the mindset of the potential customer. If you have a consulting website, is it more traffic? Whatever it may be. Everyone just says, hey, give me your name and information. Have you thought about giving them something in exchange for becoming a lead? For example, if they want more traffic, why not give them a guide on how they can generate more traffic? And in exchange, ask for the name, email, phone number, company size. Typically, I don't ask for company. Instead, I just ask for a company email, especially in the B2B realm. That works quite well. But you have to get into the mindset of the consumer and figure out why they would become a lead. If someone's looking for home improvement or kitchen improvement, I wouldn't just say, hey, become a lead. You know, if you want us to contact you on building a kitchen, yeah, you should have form fields that say that as well. But I would also say, hey, do you want some kitchen ideas? Here are 101 amazing ideas for your new build kitchen. And within that, I would have them put in all their information and a little tick box that says at the very end before they hit submit, click here if you would like us to contact you in regards to a free kitchen consultation.
Yeah. So one thing, I mean, we talked a lot about content on this podcast. So whenever you're creating a specific piece of content, I'll just use the marketing niche, for example. We might have some blog posts around pay-per-click. We might have some blog posts around SEO. We might have some blog posts around content marketing. Well, make sure that you're categorizing these, might say, neilpatel.com/SEO/, whatever the blog post title is for the URL. And the reason you're doing this is because you're segmenting your audience. So, obviously you're going to be able to do great things with Facebook and also Google because you're targeting people based on the categories that they're visiting. But at the same time, you can send people very specific either content upgrades or very specific, exit pop-ups based on the content that they're visiting. And you're going to be able to increase your conversion rates even higher. So I'll give you an example. For one post where we're talking about marketing funnels, typically our conversion rate on the site is maybe, let's just say 3 or 4%, okay? For this specific article, our conversion rates are 15% because we're giving them very specific to that article, whether it's in the category or whatever we're talking about. Give them a bonus that's very specific to whatever you're talking about because it's more relevant, right? People like things that are more relevant. Instead of trying to give them a general lead magnet, whether it's a general ebook or some type of video, think about how you can stand out from the crowd, especially in the marketing niche. There's a lot of, it's an echo chamber and a lot of people are talking about the same things. You have to think about what you can do to separate yourself from the crowd.
You should also think about sending people to case studies first. So at one point, I was generating 4,000 to 5,000 consulting leads a month. That's a shitload of consulting leads. Just think about that, 4,000 to 5,000 a month. And what we ended up finding out was well over 90% of the people weren't qualified. Plus, I don't really offer consulting services. So what we decided to do was start sending people through case studies and testimonial pages. And it showed examples of companies that we were helping. And it was showing bigger companies. What happened to our lead count is it fell through the roof, it actually fell really low. And we weren't even getting thousands of leads anymore. But you know what? The leads we got, they were much more qualified. Our qualified lead ratio went up 3x. So before, hypothetically, if we were getting 100 qualified leads a month that we were potentially serviced, now we were getting 300 because we made them go through case studies and testimonials first. So it's not just about getting the most amount of leads, it's about getting qualified leads as well. And you can do this as well for consumer-based topics. So if you're selling something that's crazy related to weight loss or skin rejuvenation, You can be sending people through articles that explains the processes and how to do it right and how your eating habits affect your skin and your weight. And then you can even discuss other people who had results by using the practices that you're talking about. Then you can give more tips. Then you can even have them download an ebook or a PDF, and then you can ask them to become a lead, right? Yeah, you're taking people down through a really long funnel to become a lead, but when they do become a lead, they're going to be much more qualified.
Speaking of qualified, you want to make sure, you know, one thing that we do after people opt in for a lead magnet, on the thank you page, we might ask them to take another specific action, whether it's watching a webinar. In some cases, for the Single Grain, which is our marketing agency, when people land on the thank you page, we're asking them, hey, do you have a business? Is your business, you know, above, you know, $5 million a year or under $5 million a year? So we're segmenting people and people can click on that. Once people click on that segmentation, we're able to tag them inside of our email service provider, which is Drip. You can also use Infusionsoft as well. I prefer using Drip because it's simple. Infusionsoft is actually really powerful, but it does take, you know, the learning curve is really high. I know Neil uses Infusionsoft, but you know, make sure that you're segmenting these people and you're able to tailor your message even further when you're talking to them down the road. So you're able to tag people based on the ebooks that they've downloaded. And also what I like to do, you know, from a sales perspective, once these people are qualified, you know, they're also getting lead scored as well. So anybody with a lead score above, you know, 80, for example, you know, we might want to reach out to them based on their, you know, based on their persona. Are they matching our ideal customer or ideal client profile? And, you know, then perhaps we can talk to them later to reach out to them, see if we can help them with anything, whether it's, you know, pointing them in the right direction, making an introduction to somebody else, telling them to, you know, use a specific software, or maybe even working with them in the future. So a lot of different options when you're bringing a lead in, just make sure that you're not just letting a lead come in for email sake, that you're actually helping them as much as you can.
You also want to break your leads down into multiple steps, like your lead forms. What I found is instead of just saying name, email, URL, phone number, budget, etc., if I just ask for the URL first and then on the next step, then I ask for more information and then maybe a third step and ask for the phone number on the third step, you typically see a 10 to like 20% increase in leads collected because people are like, well, I already gave you my name and email, might as well give you the rest of the information. If you break it down into multiple steps versus just one step, like take them to a separate page, you will collect more leads. The other thing you could try out is storytelling too. It could be like, hi, my name is blank, and then they put in their name, and my website URL is, and then they put in their website URL, and I'm looking for you to help me with, and it could be a drop-down box or a fill in the blank. There was a case study that I read online of someone who ran an A-B test doing this. I've also tested this, and it broke down how they ended up generating way more leads from this. So also try to make your lead box not just a name, email, form field, or whatever it may be. Break it down into like a paragraph with blank spots that they can fill in, and make sure you highlight the blank spots so then that way they know that it's pretty clear. Also with your lead boxes, test your call to action buttons. Don't just use the word submit. I found that you can get at least a 10% lift if you're using a call to action button that's very relevant to the offering. So for example, on my consulting page, we end up using things like, yes, I want to reserve my consultation with Neil, or yes, I want Neil to help me increase my traffic, or yes, I want Neil to help me increase my sales. Call to actions relevant to the problems that you're solving for people tend to generate more leads.
Yeah, just to give you a perfect example of what Neil's talking about with breaking up the steps for filling out a lead form is good, because for us, I mean, we have step one, you know, step one is just like, you know, fill out your name and your email. Then step two, we'll perhaps ask for, you know, what type of help you're looking for exactly. And then step three might ask for an additional thing. But what we do with our lead form, if you go to singlegrain.com and hit the free consultation button, we don't require you to fill out every single form, but we're not going to tell you that exactly either. So, you know, what it does, you know, a lot of people with lead forms, it's going to star, you know, which fields are required. You don't need to do that. Don't tell people which ones are required, what's not required. Just, you know, let them fill out what they want to fill out, and then go from there. And then that's kind of increased, you know, our conversion rates by at least, I believe it's about 15%. So check it out. I mean, you know, that's, you know, we've given people the ability to fill out whatever they want, but we've also taken them on a journey as well, where we're giving them micro commitments where they fill out the first step, you know, they'll feel, you know, compelled to fill out the second one and the third one and so on. So with that being said, that's it for today's episode of Marketing School. We'll see you in tomorrow's.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of.
And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.